Pull the part against my will. This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to the song Caught by Florence and the Machine. And today, I am doing a freshman year recap show. Freshman year recap as in my freshman year recap show. The song we just listened to was a song that I was listening to a lot when I first got to Tufts and throughout quarantine. Maybe it was because I felt caught inside, stuck inside. And I took up biking as a hobby, like many, many other people during the quarantine. And I remember I used to bike along the Schuylkill River in Philly to that song during the pandemic. So if you felt like being sent back to the pandemic today, there's going to be a lot of that. Because my freshman year was quite inside. It was very much inside. It was very much caught inside because of the pandemic. And I know I said last week that I would have a guest on my show today. And, you know, things happen and things don't get planned. But I did. I had an even better idea, which was to start my recap series. So this is episode 1 of 4. A four-part series where I will be recapping every year of my time at Tufts University and my time in college. So today we will be doing all freshman year songs, and it's going to feel great. I started listening to some of these songs, and I was getting very emotional listening to them because some of them I haven't even listened to at all since freshman year. So it was really sending me back to freshman year, to the pandemic, to all of those thoughts and feelings that I was having at the time. And I was just texting my friend, like, it's kind of apt that I have no guest for today because freshman year was quite lonely. I mean, I did have friends at Tufts, but I think it's a universal experience that your first year out of high school, you just feel like you're still closer to your high school friends than you are to your college friends, even though you feel like you're supposed to be closer to your college friends, and like the expectation is bizarre because you've only known these people for like 2 months, but you, I guess because you live and eat and breathe and take classes with these people, you expect to be closer to them. So those were my thoughts and feelings of freshman year, and now I'm going to play the music that I was listening to accompany those thoughts and feelings. This next song is Be Free by Wise Blood, and I was very much beginning my 4-year love affair with Wise Blood at this time. So I'm going to play this song to commemorate that. And this song is from her album Front Row Seat to Earth. I think it might actually just be an EP. But this song, Be Free, is so beautiful, and I haven't listened to it in a very long time, so I hope you'll enjoy it with me.
Should All night.
That was All Night by Jaipal from the album, or actually it was a leaked album. Leak 0413 Bait Ones. And I forgot to mention that my show freshman year, as my mom just texted me to point out, was fully virtual. And then I think I got into the studio for the first time sophomore year, or maybe it was freshman spring. But I started doing radio, I think second semester freshman year. And so this is kind of skewed to be about freshman spring. It's honestly hard for me to remember anything about freshman year because most of my freshman year memories are about virtual school, and my memories of Tufts have all been kind of filled in by sophomore year. So I was having a hard time trying to figure out songs that weren't sophomore year songs and were actually freshman year songs. It's really hard to remember what life was like freshman year. I do remember my dorm. I moved out of Carpenter House and into Houston basement, which was a great time. I won't explain the complicated circumstances of me moving out, but it's so hard for me to think back on that because I like can't even remember any of it, and it was only 3 years ago. So, if that says anything about my memory. Next up, I'm gonna play a song by The Shins. I got really into The Shins in the spring of freshman year, I remember, and I was listening to this album, Port of Morrow, a lot, and so I'm gonna play the song Port of Morrow from the album Port of Morrow by The Shins. And I think they're most of the rest of the songs that I'm going to play today are from freshman spring. And maybe that's a better time to reflect on because that's when I started making great friends at Tufts. And people who I am still friends with today, which is a pretty big accomplishment. I feel like in college you see a lot of friend groups really burn bright and then fall apart immediately after that. And I am very happy to say that I'm still friends with people from freshman year. So I think that's a huge accomplishment. And this song is a reminder of that. So this song is Port of Morrow by The Shins.
Tomorrow, life is death is life. saw a photograph cologne 27, and then a postcard after the bombs in 45. Must have been a world of evil clowns. Let it happen. But now I recognize, dear listeners, that you were there and so was I.
I'm mad at the weather. It's wrong for the time of year, the start of September. So what does your gender reveal? And I go on, and you go on. Time forgets no one, it never grows tired. My friend is in college there. She doesn't come back much, about once a year. And in Colorado, the sun has been beating down on the morrow of snowfall, scaring the people in.
Helicene by Zella Day featuring Wiseblood. I remember that song as a Wiseblood song for some reason, and that's incorrect, so sorry to Zella Day. That song is a song that I listened to a lot in freshman fall, so much that I put it on my first radio show. I think it was the first song that I ever played on WMFO when I did my remote show. That might be wrong, but no one can fact check me, because I don't think there's any way that you can find out that information, except for my own record keeping. So I think that's the first song that I ever played on WMFO. Anyway, it's time for a PSA. It is 3:37, which is a better time than ever to be reading a PSA. This one is about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I heard this crazy thing today, which is that there is going to be personal, not helicopters, but like cabs that you can take to the airport in New York in like the next 10 years that are in the air, that it will take like 7 minutes to get from Midtown to Newark. And I don't think I believe that, but that's pretty cool, I guess. I think they could just build another subway or like better subways, but apparently we need to fly things in the air. It also could be really scary if there are just like a bunch of things in the sky all the time, and I imagine it would be really loud and unpleasant. So I don't know how people feel about that. If you have thoughts and feelings about flying cars, feel free to call our station line. Oh, actually, sorry, that's false advertising. I can't accept calls on the station line because our setup is broken, so I can't hear you. But if you call the station line, I just won't be able to hear you. Maybe you could leave a message. Or, even better, you could chat me on our website chat page at WMFO.org. And if you navigate over to DJ Chat, you can send me a message or a cute GIF, which is also super fun. The last thing that I'm going to say before I play this next song was that I saw a TikTok about seasonal color analysis on ChatGPT, and I just tried it on myself, and I keep getting different answers every time I try it, which means that it definitely doesn't work. But I really would love to do a color analysis. Maybe when I go to Asia this summer, which I am in June, I can go get a color analysis and see what colors look best on me. Because I was remembering from freshman year, I had a phase where I was wearing all of these bright colors because in high school, I basically only wore neutrals, like black, white, gray, and that was like my entire wardrobe. I have a lot of blue in my wardrobe. And then I got to college and I was like, oh my God, I can wear color. And so I started wearing these crazy outfits. And I had these like green, sage green, clothes, and then also lavender colored clothing. I don't know what came over me, but I decided I really liked those two colors. And so I bought a lot of things that were those colors, and I painted my nails those colors too. And so my nails would match my, like, insane outfits. Since then, I've gone back to neutrals. You can pretty much always count on seeing me in gray. I had someone point it out kind of in a mean way the other day. She was like, I like how you're always wearing one color and it's always gray. And something that I like to do when other people do that is to ask, was gray on sale? And so I think I'm owed one of those. I need to be more creative with my colors, so that's why I turned to ChatGPT. This is my segment of the show where I'm just going to talk about scary future things like flying cars and ChatGPT. But it wasn't that good at it, so I feel like there's nothing to be scared about. At least ChatGPT-4 is not very good at seasonal color analysis. I've gotten like light autumn, and then also deep winter. So those all feel very different to me. And I'm going to keep wearing the same clothes, I guess. So anyway, it's now time for me to play my next song. This song is by Marvin Gaye, and I think I've played it on the radio at least 4 or 5 times in my life. But it's called When Did You Stop Loving Me? When Did I Stop Loving You? From the album Hear My Dear. And it's a really beautiful song. And I was just reminded of it today when I was going through my freshman year playlist. I guess I went through a Marvin Gaye phase. So yeah, here it is.
You know, when you say your marriage vows, they're supposed to be for real. I mean, if you think back about what you really said, you know, about honor and loving and obeying until death do us part, no. But it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be lies, because though it turns out to be lies, if you don't honor what you said, reply to God, the words should be changed.
Now as I recall, we tried a million times, again, again. With all my heart, long as you want me to, baby. Ooh, if I love again, I'm gonna try a new way. Have to part, sometimes it makes them stronger. Do you remember all of the boys you gave me? Yeah, yeah. You say you love me with all your heart. If you ever love me with all of your heart, you'd never take $1 million to part. I really tried. Promises was nothing but lies. I really tried. You know how hard I tried. All I really tried. We really lied, didn't we, baby? And on top of that, you have scandalized.
Thought I'd see the day when you put me through what you put me through. You try. try your best. You say I gave you no rest. When did you stop loving me? When did I stop loving you?
I'll Haunt You by Tennis. Tennis, I ended up seeing as one of the first concerts that I went to. I think it was the first concert that I went to post-pandemic. It was super overwhelming. Everyone was still wearing masks at the time. It was at the Royale, which was the first venue that I went to in Boston. And I was just looking at photos from that time. I think the concert was sophomore year, but I was really listening to a lot of Tennis before then in the spring. And I remember I was like, who should I go to this concert with? Because I think the tickets had come out in the spring before. And I was like, I don't even know what my friends, like, what they listen to. Although it was kind of one of the first questions that you would ask people when you met them on Tisch Roof or wherever. Well, first of all, was what was your Snapchat? What is your Snapchat? And then the second question was, what music do you listen to? When you would meet people freshman year. And I was just thinking about how we used to meet people with masks on, and it would be kind of shocking when you would see someone's face for the first time when you would eat together or something, and you had to kind of get over that, like, shock without saying anything, because it would be mean to say, like, oh my god, your face looks like that. And I remember I had this very cute moment with my friend Emma when we, like, revealed our faces to each other, and we were like, oh my god, I wasn't expecting your face to look like that. Which is, like, such a bizarre thing to experience. Anyway, I probably have time for, like, one more song before I have to close out for the afternoon. But this next song is by Heather, who I was introduced to by one of my first friends at Tufts, Jose. And he was like, I found this artist. I discovered this artist. He has no one who listens to him. And, like, I discovered him. And to a certain extent, I guess he did. He was a smaller artist before he is now. Not that he's really made it big. I think Jose was saying at the time, like, oh, like, this guy's going to be really big. And he's, like, doing all right. But this song is really reminds me of spring of freshman year. So I hope you enjoy it. This one, it's very much like, it feels like my freshman year. So it's really sending me back. So I will play this song. I'll be back to say goodbye. And then I'll pass it off to the next DJ. That was Sex Wax by the artist Heather. And this is me telling you guys goodbye because I have to leave. And I also want to say that you should tune in next week for my sophomore year recap with a very special guest who is one of my closest friends here at Tufts and in life. And she was someone who I became close to sophomore year, so she's the very perfect, most perfect sophomore year recap guest for this four-part series where I am recapping every year of Tufts University in my last 4 weeks of WMFO. This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Please tune in next week for a great time. It's going to be great. We don't have anything planned yet, but we just decided it's going to happen. And later this semester, you should tune in for all of my roommates are going to come in for our senior year recap, which is going to be very special, and I'm sure we're going to have a great time. So, next 3 weeks of your life, you will be here at WMFO at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Okay, see you then. And then now I'm going to turn on the next song. Okay, bye!
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Shake is worthy, if it's all that you got. Metal shields on wood.